Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland government to set up political affairs committee to facilitate Indo-Naga issue. All arrangements put in place for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says centre focused on empowering the poor during last 10 years. And today is International Nurses Day. Chief Minister Nipuryo acknowledges selfless services of nurses. Now the news in detail. Nagaland government has decided to constitute a political affairs committee to act as a facilitator in finding an inclusive solution to the long-drawn Indo-Naga political issue. The decision was taken on May 9th at a high-level political meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nipuryo. The panel will comprise the Council of Ministers and the legislature leaders of all political parties in the 14th House of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly. An official circular said the move has been reinitiated with a renewed vigour in furtherance of the spirit of old party opposition-less government to achieve a broad consensus for an early and amicable settlement. In line with this, all legislature party leaders have been directed to set up political consultative committees to deal with matters exclusively for the purpose. All arrangements have been made for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 96 constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory will go to poll in this phase. This includes 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. So far, polling has concluded smoothly and peacefully for 283 parliamentary constituencies and 20 states and UTs till phase 3 of the general elections 2024. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that in the last 10 years, the government has focused on empowering the poor and creating opportunities for them to thrive. Modi said, India has shown the world that true progress is about empowering every citizen and giving them the tools they need to succeed. He said, in the last 10 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. Modi said, India's unemployment rate is the lowest in the world. He added, his government kept the average inflation at its lowest in one decade and has built a strong economy that will serve as the base for India's next 25 years. The Prime Minister also highlighted that his government has embarked on a dual mission to empower the poor by fulfilling their basic needs and revitalizing the economy of the country through comprehensive reforms. International Nurses Day is being celebrated across the globe today on the theme, Our Nurses, Our Future, the Economic Power of Care, chosen by International Council of Nurses. The day is celebrated annually on May 12th to honour and commemorate the contributions and achievements of nurses around the world. It also marks the birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing. Wishing all nurses on International Nurses Day, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo acknowledged the selfless services. Rio said, nurses are the backbone of a healthcare system, and their steadfast dedication, compassion and expertise nurture not only our well-being but also our economies. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. It is observed on second Sunday of May every year to celebrate mothers and honour and express gratitude for the hardships they bear and things they do. In Nagaland, Mother's Day was celebrated with thanksgiving and gratitude, with people of all age groups expressing their love and respect by showering gifts and offering prayers to the Almighty for the good health and long life of mothers. Special Mother's Day services were also observed in churches across the state. Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908 when Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia in the United States. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Naglim Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, has echoed the stance of All India Congress Committee in rejecting the analogies given by Sam Pitruda to illustrate India's diversity. In a press release, NPCC said the unacceptable and unfortunate remarks were made by former Indian Overseas Congress Chairman Pitruda on his personal capacity and had nothing to do with the Congress Party. NPCC also termed BJP's attempts to politicize the matter as regrettable and hypocritical. In its statement, NPCC reaffirmed its respect for India's rich diversity and the party's unwavering commitment in upholding the interests of all sections of society, irrespective of color or creed. Earlier, Pitruda triggered controversy with his statement that referred to South Indians as resembling Africans, people in the West as Arabs, and those in the East as Chinese. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology, or 3D printing. The test was successfully carried out on May 9 at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. This will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, lessen metal powder from 565 kgs to 13.7 kgs and shorten the production time by 60%. ISRO is planning to induct this 3D printed PS4 engine into the regular PSLV program. India has highlighted its significant advancements in forest conservation and sustainable forest management initiatives at the 19th session of the United Nations Forum on Forests in New York from May 6 to 10. The initiatives have led to consistent increase in forest cover over the past 15 years. The Indian delegation shared the high priority provided by the country towards biodiversity and wildlife conservation, having expanded the network of protected areas across wildlife sanctuaries, national parks, tiger and biosphere reserves, and other wildlife habitats. It also shared the introduction of the Green Credit Program, which incentivizes entities to take up tree plantation and restoration of degraded forest lands. Nepal's legendary mountaineer Kami Rita Sherpa made history today by breaking his record for the highest number of ascents of Mount Everest as he scaled the world's highest peak for the 29th time. According to Rakesh Gurung, director at the Tourism Department in the Nepalese Ministry of Tourism and Civil Aviation, the 54-year-old veteran climber reached the 8,849-meter peak this morning. The expedition was organized by the Seven Summit Treks and had 20 climbers. India Meteorological Department has forecast scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall over Nagaland and the rest of the northeast states till May 15th. This is very likely to be accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over up to 40 kilometers per hour. The weather body said rainfall is likely to increase to fairly widespread to widespread from the 16th to 18th of May. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland government to set a political affairs committee to facilitate Indo-Naga issue. All arrangements put in place for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says centre focused on empowering the poor during last 10 years. And today is International Nurses Day. Chief Minister Nipurio acknowledges selfless services of nurses. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.